The 4P's podcasts are funded by the National Lottery Community Fund. When people are in the lead, communities thrive. To find out more, go to tnlcommunityfund.org.uk.
Hi, it's Kieran, and today I'm going to talk about the drum kit. Now, this is an instrument that I love to play, and I'm going to talk through the setup of it. Now, for a standard drum kit, you would have components such as drums and cymbals to add. These include the hi-hat cymbal, the crash cymbal, and the ride cymbal. The hi-hat is the cymbal you would hit commonly in a beat. It creates a sort of tinny sound, and the hi-hat also has a foot pedal, which means you can open and close the cymbal. The crash cymbal is one that we all know and we hear it after a beat has finished. It creates a crash sound which gives it its name. The ride cymbal is commonly used in jazz pieces and it has that feel. You can hit the bell of the cymbal, which is the centre, to create more of a tinny sound, or you can strike the end of the ride cymbal to create a longer sustained sound. Now onto the drums. The most common drum is the snare drum. This is the drum you may see in marching bands that have a piece of metal loosely fitted to the bottom of the drum to create the memorable sound. You have the three toms known as the high tom, the middle tom and the floor tom. The high and middle are raised on two pillars coming from the top of the bass drum, and this has a foot pedal. This is the drum that plays with generally the whole piece of music, kind of like the underlying beat, and the floor tom has four legs and rests on the ground. So traditionally, this would be your standard setup for a drum kit, but as you progress with your skill of playing, you can add more cymbals and drums to your liking.